This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. The first round of snowmaking kicked off this week at Arapahoe Basin, Keystone Resort, and Loveland Ski Area. For many, the move unofficially marks the countdown to ski season. Sarah McClear at Keystone says crews monitor the wet bulb temperature. That's a reading that combines air temperature and humidity in order to find that sweet spot for making snow.
They are so awesome and so passionate about what they do. And I mean, you have to be, right? These are folks that are working 12-hour shifts from 7 to 7. So they're out there in the cold with all their gear on, and they really, really love what they do.
With more ideal snowmaking temps and a few storms in the forecast, opening days could come as soon as late October. A former Colorado lawmaker has agreed to pay around $3,000 to settle alleged campaign finance violations. Former Democratic State Senator Sonia Jaquez Lewis failed to report campaign spending multiple times. She also used campaign funds to hire a staff member for another campaign. Both are violations of state law. A complaint was filed over the spending late last year. Jaquez Lewis also faces a separate felony charge for attempting to influence a public servant. That's based on allegations she submitted fabricated letters of support during an ethics investigation. Jaquez Lewis resigned her seat in February. Colorado ranks 8th in the country for complaints about financial scams. That's according to the FBI's most recent elder fraud report. Michael Gorin himself is 73 years old. He teaches how to spot scams for Senior Planet and says older people tend to be more trusting. He wants his students to resist that urge.
If someone's rushing you to do something, that's a red flag. If someone's telling you don't say anything to anyone, that's a red flag. If someone says, we need you to pay in crypto, that's a red flag.
Senior Planet is a nonprofit in Colorado that offers free courses to older residents. You're listening to CPR News.